The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I have a question on the table. I put it on Facebook, and now I'm posing it to you. If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth? I have a reason for posting it. I'll share that in a little bit. But I want to go back to Les in Columbus, who is a first-time listener and a first-time caller. Les, thanks for being patient, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. What are your thoughts on this? If you were forced to choose, which is better, truth without love or love without truth?
You know, I'm going back to the old the saying, the tough love thing we've all heard when we were growing up, and we still hear it today. But tough truth? I don't know about tough truth. I think the truth is without the truth, I don't think you can go much further. Your doubts and your anxieties and all the things that go with that, by not having the truth, I think you got to have the truth first, and then you can go with the love factor. But boy, it's nice to have them both.
That is for sure. Les, would you like to have some tickets to either the Columbus Zoo in Zumbezi Bay or the Wilds?
You know, I've been to the Wilds. What a fantastic place. I heard you saying that you've been on some African safaris. I wish I could say that. I have not, but I have been to the Wilds. But Jack Hanna and I are actually personal friends, and I'd love to go back and see Susie Rapp and Jack Hanna and some of the people at the Columbus Zoo. That'd be great. Thank you.
All right, Les, I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff is going to get your information, and you can get those tickets to the zoo. And tell Jack, my best friend, hello. And Les, when you tell Jack Hanna that Bob Burney says hello, he is going to say, who?
Well, I know who you are now, and it won't be my last time listening to
your
show.
Les.
I really appreciate you. God
right,
bless
man.
You, my bread.
All right,
thank you,
all right, I'm going to put
all
you
right.
on hold, Les. Yeah, yeah. Jack Hanna has no idea who I am, or at least I don't think he does. All right, next up is Annette in Columbus. Annette, I'm honored that you have called today. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. What are your thoughts if you were forced to choose which is better, truth without love or love without truth?
I actually think it's a powerful question. I commend you for posing it to us, the audience. I think that one cannot exist without the other, but if I was forced to choose, I would probably base my answer on 1 Corinthians 13:13. It says, now abideth faith, hope, and love. And of these three, the greatest of these is love. So if love is greater than faith, hope, I think also probably needs to be greater than the truth. I think that with love, we could probably conquer any deception and any falsities, but it'd have to be the love of Christ living and operating in us. So I think I would have to go with love.
I was going to take you to task had you not added the love of Christ.
Oh,
I was going to take you to task because there are so many kinds of love in our world today. And probably the majority of people living in the world today have no clue what real love is.
No, it's got to be the agape love, not the feely love. It's got to be that agape love, that God kind of love.
All right. I'm not saying...
The love that kept him on the cross, that kind of love. That's the strongest love you can have. And that's the only love that can defeat the lies and the darkness that really exists and the truth. I mean, it's hard to live without truth, but I think love is strong.
Okay. All right. Annette, would you like to have some tickets to either the zoo in Zumbezi Bay or the wilds?
I would absolutely love to go to the wilds. I've been trying to get there ever since I've been in Columbus. So
is that right?
It
is the closest thing to a genuine African safari that you will find anywhere in America. And that is true. And I've done both. So, Annette, I'm going to put you on hold. And Jeff, my screener, he's dealing with another call right now. So be patient. He'll get to you as soon as he can. But he will get your information. We'll get those tickets to you. All right?
God bless you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You too, Annette. God bless you. And next up is Carol in one of my favorite spots in Ohio, Granville, Ohio. Hi, Carol. You're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. That question is a very thought-provoking question. But I'm thinking of when David had sinned against God and God gave him three choices and he said he would rather fall into the hands of God than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think truth is so critical to have structure and a foundation. And therefore, I'm thinking of the 60s when free love, I'm not qualifying the love at the moment, but that wasn't really love, and the world's definition of love doesn't help anybody. It's God's love, as the previous caller said. It's hard. You can't really separate them because God is both, but it would be a frightening world to live in without God's truth, and I think that has to be the qualifier. And then love, I believe, would come out of living God's truth.
Yeah, would you agree, Carol, that it is impossible to know real love without understanding real truth? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely would. You cannot understand God's love without truth, His truth.
Yeah.
And God is holy, and we need to understand the holiness of God, which then brings us to realize the love of God and what Jesus did for us in taking our judgment on himself. He fulfilled the law with his love to die in our place.
Well, amen to that, Carol. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your comments, and I need to ask you, would you like some tickets to either the zoo and Zumbezi Bay or the wilds?
I would love tickets to the zoo. That would be wonderful.
Have you been to the Columbus Zoo?
Once, many years ago.
Well, it's...
I think it was once, maybe twice in my lifetime.
Well, if it's been a long time, it has changed dramatically, and some sources vote the Columbus Zoo as the number one zoo in America, even above the San Diego Zoo, which was number one for many, many years. So you have a real treat in store for you. Carol, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And
can I just say one thing?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Understanding God's holiness, which is truth, and his righteousness, really plumbs the depths of his love. And until we understand the first, we'll never understand and embrace totally God's love, but it brings his love to our hearts in such a deep way to know what Jesus endured
and
for us.
Unless we understand his holiness, we will never understand the depth of his love.
That's exactly right.
All right, Carol, I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff, my screener, is going to get your information.
Thank
you so much for calling today. I'm going to put you on hold, and God bless you. Fascinating question, I think, not because I brought it up, But we need to discuss this because of the perversion of both truth and love in our culture today. And our culture today tells us that we can have one with no need for the other. That is absolutely false. Now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to explain to you what I mean by what I just said. Our culture today wants us to believe that it is possible to have one without the other. And that's why I wanted us to discuss this. Hey, with the others hanging up, phone lines have been absolutely jammed. I got a phone line available for you at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me give you some of my comments, then I'm going to go back to the phones real quick. The reason I brought this up, the reason I posed this question on the program, and the reason why I posted it on Facebook: if you were forced to choose which is better, truth without love, love without truth. The reason I posted it is the world is trying to tell us you can have love without truth, and as long as you love, truth doesn't matter. That's what our culture, that's what our world, that's what our society is trying to tell us. All you need is love. Think about how many pop songs have been about love, love, love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And all of the other pop songs for the last 20, 30, 40 years about all we need is love. When it comes to the whole sexuality question, gender question, marriage question, family question, the world wants us to believe the only thing that's important is love. Who cares who you love? Who cares? It's none of your business. And the only thing that's important is love. There is no love without truth. And truth will be spoken. If it is real truth, it will be spoken with love. That's why the Bible commands us to speak the truth with love. And it's Calvary love. It's a God kind of love. We must resist with everything in our being this attitude of the world that you can love without truth. There is no love without truth. Not real love, not genuine love. It doesn't exist. So my official answer, as far as I'm concerned, is you really can't have either. Truth without love, love without truth. But if I were to prioritize, I would say truth. Because it is the truth of God's word that defines love. You with me? It is the truth of God's word that tells us what real love is. But when the world tries to tell us that we can have love without truth, that's a lie. All right, let's go back to the phones. And next up is Jana in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hi, Jana. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hello. I am a first-time caller, and I am driving back from Columbus with my granddaughter, and I have to say that this your post to us really strained my brain. I really struggled with an answer.
Good. And that was my intention.
Okay. Well, you accomplished it with me. I accept what you just said about what you feel that is your answer. But I was going to share that because of my experience in the past 18 months, I was going to select love because my daughter had a stillborn twin in February of 2018.
Oh, my.
And then in July of 2018, I lost my husband. So
my.
That was a really trying time. But
sure.
I have drawn closer to the Lord and God's love has just wrapped around me and helped me get through this very difficult season of my life. But I really did struggle with an answer because I don't think you can have either one.
No, and I agree with you. And the reason why God's love has enveloped you and surrounded you is because that's truth. It is
yes.
true that God loves you unconditionally and will meet your needs in the deepest, darkest valley that you will ever go through. We know
yes,
that because the Word of God teaches us that. We would not know the love of God if we did not have the truth of God's Word. And that's the point I was trying to make, but I agree with you. We can't have either.
Correct. God has taken care of me since before I was born, and He will take care of me till the end of my life and beyond into eternity.
Yeah.
But I have just really felt His love in this very difficult time in my life. I don't know how people do anything without God.
I don't
but
either.
But especially to go through the losses, to go through loss, two deaths in my family in just over 5 months.
Well, bless your heart. My heart just aches for you, and I know the same is true for many, many in our audience. And I know my audience, and I know that many people who have never met you, probably never will meet you, will be praying for you for God's comfort and God's strength in the days, the months, the years ahead.
Thank you very much. I have a wonderful church family at Faith Baptist Church just on the south end of Mount Vernon, and I just couldn't have made it without them.
I'm very familiar with Faith Baptist. It's a wonderful church.
Yes.
How long were you married?
19 years.
19 years. My goodness. Was your husband very young?
He was 62. He had he got dealt some very poor heart genes. He had a heart attack when we lived up in North Dakota. He took a job up in the oil fields,
mm-hmm.
and then he also had two lung diseases. So, but he had a great last day of life. He got to take a bucket trip list with his brother to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown,
really,
New York. And they went to the museum for 5 days. They went out to the dinner, and he got back and collapsed, and I got that terrible phone call. So I'm grateful that he had a great last day of life doing some. He was a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan.
Well, so that's wonderful.
Got to do something that he...
Jana, I'm unfortunately I'm running out of time, but I'm going to put you on hold, and you tell Jeff what you'd like to have tickets to, either the Wilds or the Zoo in Zumbezi Bay. With our blessings and with our encouragement, I hope that you can use them and have a wonderful time. So I'm going to put you on hold. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
So
all right, we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.